Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
It's a big day on Friday for all care homes across the entire country because it was Care Home Open Day. Did you guys join in?
Yes, we did. We had a really lovely day. We celebrated it with our residents and families in the home, and we had some delicious baking and some lovely entertainment going on. From Teresa playing her ukulele and a variety of other things.
Wow, yeah, that's so a hidden skill.
Yeah. Yes.
And there was lots of constructive feedback from our ladies and gentlemen. And we had some guests. Andrea Sutcliffe from CQC dropped in, as she does, and spent some time with our residents and families and enjoyed the entertainment.
Was it a mixture of people you regularly see around and some new people?
It was mainly our families and our residents. Obviously, it is our residents' home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you wouldn't bring a whole group of strangers into your home. So we need to be sensitive with that. So as long as the ladies and gentlemen are happy with the guests that are coming into the home, mm-hmm. then we're happy to invite those guests in. But we'd have to ask our residents. So we're sensitive about the fact that it is their house that we're going into.
Yeah.
But there was a beautiful atmosphere throughout the whole house. And we did celebrate and feel it's very important to encourage these care home open days and to allow people to understand that we're very much part of the community.
Now today, what we're talking about is innovation, is keeping it fresh, keeping it moving along. So is that something that Vida make a big point of keeping up to date on?
I would say probably it was a fundamental and essential to continue to strive for excellence. You have to be innovative in your thinking and in your approach to what you do. We believe that there's no time to stand still and wait. We have to grasp change and explore what possibilities there are to improve service delivery. How could this be better? What about trying something a little bit different? So thinking outside the box, we like to say, not always going for the obvious and being comfortable with taking the risk of saying that might work, it might not, but if it makes Joe just that 10% happier today, then it was worth it.
Now, Teresa, you are going to talk specifically about innovation when it comes to social activities and people getting involved with things, people getting interactive. How do you deal with innovation on that scale?
Well, for me, it's an area that there's quite a natural way of approaching that. I guess I have an arts background. That's what I studied before I studied nursing. So I'm maybe not coming from a traditional care home social engagement sort of place, which is really good. So we're not trying to, we don't end up just replicating what's maybe going on in other places. You know, we've got a group of people who happen to be older, who happen to have dementia, but it's a group of people who, you know, who should really have opportunity to be grown as people too. All the things that are going on in our society in terms of the arts and music and culture, they should have a chance to still be experiencing that. And that's the stuff that's really exciting. So I guess the challenge is, how do we maybe need to alter some of those things so that we can meet people where they are? And it's a two-way thing as well. So how can we then translate what that those residents, what that group of people are expressing to us, and how can we make that something that's meaningful? For example, how do we create art together? How do we create music together? It's just getting into that space. It's just sometimes diving in and finding it. And for me, leading a team of people to do that as well, and that's the wellbeing team that we touched on last time. But bringing them along too, building their confidence, so that they understand what they see. I really, part of my role is to keep in touch with the creative arts and dementia, the creative arts and maybe not dementia, to look even further than you know, just to keep in touch with what is going on in arts and culture and what people might be interested in.
It's on paper, I don't know if you'd think, oh, nursing and creative art, they go together. They might not go together on paper, but if there was a perfect situation for those two to be paired, it's this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, what keeps people well, you know, you might go to an art gallery because that's actually what you do. You know, your bath that you have in the morning might be lovely, but that doesn't completely give you health, does it? Mm-hmm. You know, going out for food does, meeting friends, all those things that's the kind of almost the cultural part of our lives are the things that we really get a lot from. So it's not just a token. We're often it's a token, isn't it? It's like, oh, we've done that, we do that, we've got that, absolutely. But we need to get it right. We really do.
And I think also it's about challenging, being comfortable to challenge what it is we do, and be honest. This doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
This could be better. And you know, if you have an innovative kind of approach to your work and outlook and your day to day practice, it just creates opportunities naturally. Everybody's thinking from the same place, so it's exciting. It's hard work,
yeah.
You know, to be innovative all the time. It's easy to sit back and relax and take some time off, but things move too quickly, and you're then missing opportunities.
Both of you, thank you so much for coming in. If somebody wants to get in either in touch with you or just find out a bit more about what VIDA can offer, particularly for people with dementia or for people who know somebody, or if they want to work with you as well. Mm. I know you're also recruiting at the minute.
Yeah.
Where do people go and how can they get in contact?
Well, they can contact us directly on 885702, or they can go onto our website, www.vidahall.co.uk. You know, delighted to deal with any inquiries, and people can arrange for informal visits, come and see us, chat to us, get to know us. You know, we're happy to help in any way we can.
VIDA Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.